This week on the Shame Free Life Podcast Radio Show, we will talk from the subject, you've got to burn that bridge.
Today is about the power of you.
We can be whatever we dream.
You're locked into another episode of 15 Minutes of Shame. Each week, we'll help you rebuild your life one brick at a time by addressing real life issues from a practical and biblical perspective.
I had to believe in myself like never before.
This is the Shame Free Radio Show.
Finding the solution to become the greatest.
And now your host, minister, author, grief and trauma support specialist, Dr. Ronald Zion. Zion Roseboro.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you are from coast to coast and from around the globe, you are locked inside of another installment inside the Shame Free Life Podcast Radio Show. I am your host, Ronald Zion, and it's a pleasure to be back with you once again. And yes, we are going to talk about you've got to burn that bridge. Some bridges, I believe that you should not burn because you never know when you will have to return. But there are some bridges that you must not only light a flame, but throw some gasoline on.
God, today.
And we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to take a quick commercial break from one of our sponsors concerning Rehoboth International Bible College. Have you considered continuing your education? Or do you find yourself like so many, sidetracked by life, fear, or maybe even excuses? Well, I've come to tell you that there is absolutely no perfect time than right now. Time is ticking away. So get your degree today. Rehoboth International Bible College is an accredited university designed to meet your higher biblical education needs. Simply go to RehobothInternationalBibleCollege.com or call 866-235-0812 extension 0. You are an investment, so it is past time for you to reap the dividends. Rehoboth International Bible College. And we are back. You've got to know when it's time to burn that bridge. I just want to say that, unfortunately, you know, in society, we're living in a time where it's the cancel culture. And this is my disclaimer, the cancel culture. I'm canceling you. I'm canceling them. Because you don't agree with their ideology. Perhaps you are not open-minded. So you want to cancel everyone that you meet. I think that that's small-mindedness at its best, and that's an indication of lack of maturity. So I'm not with the cancel culture. I think if anything needs to be canceled, oftentimes it is our own inability to be able to see our brokenness that deserves to be healed by us. And we need to cancel the excuses. We need to cancel the procrastination. Oftentimes we want to cancel things outside, but we need to cancel those things on the inside. But that's another subject for another podcast. So with that out of the way, I do believe that there are some things that need to be canceled on the outside. There are some things that do warrant our attention. And that is the relationships that we find ourselves in to whatever capacity of life. You've got to know when it's time to burn a bridge. Those bridges that don't need to be burned, I think that you will know. But there are some bridges that need to be destroyed, decimated, obliterated, completely liquefied, if you will. And we're going to talk about burning bridges. There's a difference in compartmentalizing relationships, compartmentalizing people, just compartmentalizing. And we've talked about that before in previous podcasts, the importance of being able to compartmentalize. That way there is no disappointment, you know. You are a friend, a ride or die friend. So I need to put you in a specific compartment and recognize who you are. And when I need you, I can go right to you. On the flip side of that, being able to wisely compartmentalize someone means that you are not a ride or die, but you know, you're a cool person to hang out with and we can go shopping, we can go out eating, maybe we can catch a movie, but I know I really can't count on you when the clutch is because you won't be there. I need to compartmentalize you over there. And there's some people that I know that we're not even friends. We're just, you know, associates. Hey, bye. Hey, how you doing? Small talk. I need to compartmentalize you there. And finally, there are some people that you don't have a compartment for them. They're not ride or die. They're not people that have developed a good rapport with you and you can go out and you can really have a great time. They're not people that you would deem as being associates. They're just that. They're just associates. There's some people that you don't have a compartment for them. You can only do one thing, and that's cut them off. And that's what we're talking about today. Cutting things off that need to be cut off because there is no space, there is no place to properly compartmentalize them. Now, I want to talk about six ways to know when it's time to burn a bridge. And I think that we all can get something out of this. Again, this is not people who are looking for an excuse to cut people off because everyone else is the problem except for you because you refuse to accept accountability and inner responsibility for your own madness and your own healing. So you want to blame everyone else when the problem is you. We're not talking to you today. We're talking about people who understand self-accountability, self-responsibility. They have a level of emotional intelligence and emotional stability, as well as emotional maturity. We're talking about people that are in situations that do not warrant a compartmentalization, but rather a decimation, a destruction to cut it off. So let's get right to it. Six ways to know when it's time to burn a bridge. Number one, there is almost always constant conflict. You know, conflict, confusion, and chaos is the opposite of harmony, serenity, and peace. Where there is no peace, there is definitely going to be conflict or confusion. And we know that even the Most High is not the author of confusion, but he is the author of peace. In fact, his son Yeshua is the Prince of Peace. So wherever you find peace, then you find serenity, you find balance, you find maturity, and that is great soil to grow, and that is great stimulation for your growth. So constant conflict, let's talk about that. There is always the constant underlying issues that are there. You know that they're there. The other person or persons refuse to acknowledge that they're there. But there is always a tug of war. There's always an undercurrent of an issue. And oftentimes, some of those issues may be jealousy.
God, today!
It may be a person that is secretly jealous or envious of you or what you have. And the conflict that you see is nothing more than the waves, but the undercurrent that is the most dangerous that will pull you out into the abyss is attached oftentimes to their jealousy. As it is said in the cliche that jealousy as it can be considered as cruel as the grave. Wherever you find this type of constant conflict, where you come to bring peace, but instead they give you chaos. You come to be a help, but they always become a hindrance in your life. The constant conflict, the constant confusion, always misinterpreting or misconstruing your words when you never said what they said that you said, but you said the opposite. It's almost the words that come out of your mouth by the time it reaches their eardrum and by the time that their mind or their brain absorbs the information, it is the very polar opposite of what you have delivered. Constant conflict. These individuals always find some kind of way by way of a method that they master to talk about how wrong you are and you never do this right and you seem to just walk on eggshells in the relationship. That's not the will of the Father, nor should it be the will of yours. To be in a healthy relationship means that you have the autonomy, you have the freedom to just be yourself, right, wrong, or indifferent. That you have the platform, you have the confidentiality, you have the environment to be able to grow. And if in fact you make mistakes, that environment will not beat you down, will not ostracize you or just immensely criticize you, but that you have the opportunity to learn and to grow. But if you find yourself walking on eggshells because of a undeniable undercurrent that you can feel, it is real, you can see it, you can sense it, but the other person claims that that nothing is wrong. But every time that you step into their atmosphere, it is negative. Every time that person is around you, it's almost like a leech draining you of your Superman or Superwoman power. That is constant conflict. And that is one of the ways that you will know when it may be time for you to burn that bridge. Let's move to the second point. Habitual disloyalty. Now, notice I didn't say disloyal, but habitual disloyalty. There is a difference. There are individuals that are in relationships, have been in relationships, in marriage, where there have been disloyalty. They decided to work it out. Everybody doesn't have that grace. Some people, it only takes one time for you to be disloyal and I'm out. And I get that. I feel you. There's some people, because of where they are and the level of grace that they have to be where they are, maybe the investment that they have in a particular relationship, that they are able to endure more than the average person that don't have those types of mechanisms. And that's fine too. But when you find yourself in a place of habitual disloyalty, one thing after another, beloved, it may be time for you to burn that bridge.
God today.
Burning that bridge because of habitual, chronic disloyalty. That means that they have no respect for you. That means that they are operating at a low vibrational plane below you. That means that not only do they disrespect you, but they disregard how you feel. You have more invested in the relationship than obviously they do. So this habitual disloyalty, it may come in not just adultery, not just cheating, but being undependable, not being dependable. I can't count on you for anything. Whenever I need you, you're not there, but you claim that you will be there. Just unavailable. There are some people that are unavailable, not just physically, but they're unavailable emotionally. You're investing and you're giving and you're imparting and you're going the mile. You're going, you're going the distance. You're going the full length to invest. And it seems like that all that they can do is just grab and take more. You give and they take. There is not a give and give. There is a give and take relationship. That means that emotionally and psychologically, they are unavailable and they are not dependable. Which also shows in many regards a lack of character. Habitual disloyalty. You know, I've been on both ends, if I can really keep it 100, and I will say what needs to be said. I've been on both ends of the spectrums. I have been on the end where the bridge was burnt, so I couldn't cross over to them because I was too immature. I was too juvenile in my thinking. I was too broken and I was too toxic. And they kept giving me chance after chance after chance. And can't say that they did not, but I was just not mentally, spiritually, and emotionally ready. I didn't make a decision to grow up. I didn't make a decision to mature. And as a result, the individual, in their best interest, she said, hey, listen, I'm out. I have given you so many chances. I have pleaded with you. I have cried on your shoulder, and you just won't do right. And I have given you once, twice, three times, four times. I don't have five in me. And in retrospect, because the rearview mirror is also clear when you are away from where you were, that I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. She did exactly what she was supposed to do. But it also revealed to her that there was a level of codependency and brokenness in her for her to put up with my foolishness in the first place.
God, today,
when you are at a place of wholeness and inner healing, there are certain demands that you have that one will have to adhere to. And I've been on the other end of the spectrum. Well, I find myself like her. I had to burn a bridge of someone who was toxic and disloyal, and it was all about them and not about us. So I had to burn that bridge. There may be some individuals that you would have to burn that bridge as it relates to your family. And we're going to get into that in a moment. Your church members, you may have to burn that bridge. But you will know when there's constant conflict, when there is habitual disloyalty, and thirdly, wherever there is manipulation. But before we get into that, I want to take a quick break, commercial break, and we will be back. And I can't wait to get into number three, manipulation. Have you ever felt alone and life is out of control? Perhaps like a sailboat at sea in the midst of a tsunami. Well, you're not alone. Here at the Shame Free Life LLC, we offer services in trauma recovery, crisis intervention, and empowerment coaching. We operate in integrity, confidentiality, empathy with coaching ethics. Contact us at theshamefreelife.com or email us at contact@theshamefreelife.com. You may not be responsible for your injury, but you are responsible for your healing. Let us help you rebuild your life one brick at a time. Because your life begins when you say so. Yes, your life begins when you say so, and also drama and toxicity ends when you say so. You've got to burn that bridge, knowing when to compartmentalize and know when to cut things and people off. And we're talking about this today, six ways to know when it's time to burn the bridge. Now we're going to look at number three, the third point, manipulation. When it's time to burn that bridge by way of manipulation. You know, manipulation is a very dangerous tool that oftentimes people use, especially those who are psychopathic. Especially sociopaths that primarily use the tool of gaslighting. Gaslighting is, I'm going to get you to doubt your reality. No, you didn't see me, you didn't see me do that. No, you didn't hear me say that. Well, wait a minute. I just saw you. No, you didn't. No. That's your insecurities. I didn't do that. I would never do that to you. No, you didn't hear me say that. I said this. No. No, I asked you twice and you said such and such. No, I didn't. See, I mean, you're just getting in your emotions again. Gaslighting, getting you to think that you're crazy, getting you to doubt your reality when you saw what you saw and you heard what you heard. And that is it. But the person will not admit to it, because to admit to it would shine a light onto the formula of gaslighting that they're using to snow you and to get you think that you're crazy, to doubt your reality through the art and the science of manipulation. One who is manipulative cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Many of these individuals, they get into a, triangle type of process, a triangle type of method, whereas they will recruit others to get to garner support against you. And then they will come in like they are the rescuer when they are the ones who perpetuated it in the first place. So they'll go and get a flunky and tell the flunky lies about you. It could be a family member in a triangular like situation. You have the perpetrator, then you have the person that is recruited, and they fill their mind with lies, and then they'll go and they'll feel some kind of way about you or start an argument with you based on what they heard, but they won't tell the source or cite the source in which they heard this information. And then the person who started the fire in the first place will rush to, hey, well, what's wrong? Hey, listen, we can work this out. I can't believe that you're acting this way. Manipulation. We see it all the time in families, manipulation. We see it all the time in houses of worship, in churches, manipulation. Manipulation, and the Bible talks about it, that it is as the spirit of witchcraft, that it is that diabolical, that even the word talks about it is linked to the dark occultic arts of the demonic. To manipulate. So if you find yourself in a situation, in a relationship or relationships where there is manipulation that is going on, and it is pushing you to the edge of insanity, I advise you to burn that bridge. Do you have enough dog in you to burn that bridge?
God today, God today.
Let's move on to number four, when it's time for you to burn that bridge. There is no healthy reciprocity. Healthy reciprocity means, and we see this all the time, especially, amongst family members, and it could be your colleagues on your job. It's a give, not a give and take relationship, but a give and give. I do something for you, you do something for me. I do something kind for you, you do something kind for me. It's not a tit for tat per se, but it shows that you truly respect and honor the person that have done something great for you. And you're able to reciprocate that. Oftentimes we find ourselves in relationships with people where there is no reciprocity. And reciprocity, I'm meaning that you're really getting something out of this. Okay, you bought me a sweater. That doesn't mean I'm going to go back and buy you a sweater. You bought me, a necklace. I'm going to buy you a tennis bracelet. No, I mean but whatever you did for me, I'm very appreciative of that. And out of that, I'm going to do something great for you because I want you to know, I want you to be able to feel and to understand that you are valued, that you are honored by me. And it's an honor to be honored by you, but I want to honor you in this very moment. That's healthy reciprocity. If we had that going on, I mean, we could really just stop the broadcast. What a wonderful world this would be. Instead of giving something that is of peace and getting something back that is chaotic or not getting anything back at all. Number five, to know when it's time to burn a bridge. They bring out the very worst in you.
God, today.
These people or that person, they don't bring out the best in you, but they bring out the literal worse in you. Now, I am happy that oftentimes that we find ourselves in situations that we didn't know what was in us until we were in that situation. It's like, man, I got to work on this. Or you know what? I need to work on that. You know what? I thought that I mastered this, but I really didn't until this situation showed me that I'm not as far advanced as I thought I was. But I'm talking about individuals that bring the very worst out of you. They live to push your buttons. They live to get on your nerves. It's almost like they wake up in the morning before their feet can hit the floor. They're thinking of innovative ways on how they can be a thorn in your side.
God, today.
If that is happening, I encourage you, I adjure you to burn that bridge. I mean, not only light, strike a match to that bridge, but throw some gasoline, some high octane gasoline on that bridge. These are people that not only is there an undercurrent of issues, but you may find yourself in a sociopathic relationship. For them to bring out the very worst in you, to bring out stress, and the relationship brings a lot of anxiety up within you. Perhaps you find yourself in a relationship to where that person is driving you to drink. Now, you know it's time to burn that bridge. Why are you compromising your freedom, your joy, your peace that's connected to your purpose by remaining in such a dysfunctional and toxic relationship with someone that is basically out to destroy you? Even the word says that the enemy and the followers of the enemy. At that time, Yeshua was addressing the Pharisees, so he was talking directly to them. But their father was the devil. And so these individuals that have the same type of mind and the type of methods, they're out to destroy you. For somebody to want to bring out the worst in you, as opposed to stir up the best in you and to provoke you to become a much better version of yourself, if you don't have someone trying to push you to greatness and trying to remind you of how great you are, but holding you accountable and holding your feet to the fire of accountability because they understand the greatness in you. If you don't have that going on, then you have the opposite. You have someone that is hell bent on destroying you by bringing out the worst in you, that the very worst will overtake you as opposed to helping to pull out the greatness that's on the inside of you. People that bring out the worst in you. And finally, number six, how to know when it's time to burn the bridge. You're dealing with purpose blockers. Purpose blockers. They are there to block, to hinder you, to be an obstruction to you reaching or walking in your divine purpose. Listen, all of us listening right now, me included chiefly, we all have a purpose on this planet. We all have a purpose. Your purpose is not to pay bills. Your purpose is not to go see the next movie that comes out. Your purpose is not to have a picnic in the park. All those things are wonderful. Your purpose is not to work your 9 to 5 and work overtime so you can stack your money. Your purpose is not to buy your dream luxury foreign car, live in a high-rise condominium or a gated community. If you can do that, wonderful. That I think that is great. Hallelujah. But your purpose supersedes that. Your purpose is to make an impact on this planet, because all of those things that I just named, when you pass away, they will pass away. When you pass away, somebody else will be driving your car, or they're going to junk it. Somebody else going to be living in your house, or either they're going to sell it or rent it. Your jewelry, hey, it's going to the pawn shop, or somebody else going to wear it. But the thing that is invisible, that is responsible for the visible manifestation of the divine purpose in which you were created to accomplish, that is the chief thing to focus on. And that invisible thing is your purpose to be fully manifested, that everyone else can see and that everyone else can benefit from. That are visible from the invisible, your purpose. But purpose blockers, they're there to hinder you. They are there strategically. Oftentimes, they're strategically planted or sent. They're like informants, government informants, that will infiltrate a particular organization to undermine the organization, to destroy it from the inside out. Well, purpose blockers are the same way. They are there not to help you get to your purpose, not to push you to your purpose, but they're there to keep you from your purpose. And if you find yourself in a situation, in a relationship like that, do your due diligence within your one self and burn that bridge.
God, today,
I encourage you to light a fire and burn that bridge. There are too many people right now that are pushing up daisies because they didn't burn some bridges. There are people right now that have literally lost their mind in the insane, they've done away with insane asylums, but people who are on medication right now, people who have lost their minds. Why? Because they were in a relationship that was toxic and dysfunctional, and it was time for them to burn a bridge, and they didn't set it on fire, and they found themselves being set on fire. There are many people right now that were here that committed suicide because they tried to change a relationship. They tried to change a toxic and dysfunctional person that was sent there on an assignment to destroy them, to keep them from their purpose. And since they did not discern that, they blew their brains out. They committed suicide. Because they were not able to be happy. They were not able to thrive. They were not able to flourish in the relationship because the relationship was toxic from the get-up. And since they didn't discern that and burn that bridge, they said, well, you know what? I'm just so unhappy. Maybe it's me. I'm the failure. And maybe they're right. Maybe they did what they did to me because I deserved that. I don't even deserve to live. I don't even want to be here anymore. And they took what they did not give, their own lives, because they did not burn that bridge that needed to be burned and go up in flames. Finally, beloved, When you burn a bridge like this because of constant conflict, number two, habitual disloyalty, number three, manipulation, number four, there is no healthy reciprocity, number five, they bring out the worst in you, and number six, as we just discussed, they are purpose blockers. When you burn the bridge based on those factual realities, just sit back and watch that bridge go up in flame and don't try to rebuild it.
God, today.
As Yeshua said, let the dead, the spiritually dead, bury the spiritually dead. Do not go back. Do not go back and try to rebuild what needs to be destroyed. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you. As we continue to move to a place of wholeness and inner healing, that we can be the best version of ourselves for the Most High God that have made us to be effective for his kingdom in the earth for such a time as this. And know when to, beloved, when to compartmentalize. But when there is no room to compartmentalize, you must come to the realization that perhaps this relationship has expired. Perhaps this relationship needs to die. So what I need to do is burn that bridge. Until next time, as I always say and will continue to say, that your life begins when you say so. Follow me on YouTube at Shame Free Life for You. That's my handle. Shame Free Life for You. If you want more contents that's visual and not audible, but we will be back once again with Real Talk inside the Shame Free Life studio. Peace and love. Shalom to you.
Thank you for joining us on the Shame Free Life Radio Show for 15 Minutes of Shame. Follow us on IG and Twitter at Shame Free Life. For information on promoting your business with us, contact us at theshamefreelife@gmail.com. Until next time, your life begins when you say so.